Happy Friday. This is episode one of our new L7 Marketing and Advertising podcast. May not be Friday for you, but it's Friday for us. And we're just kind of enjoying it today. It's the end of the day, so we're just knocking out this podcast. I'm Joel Black with L7 Creative. We're a full-service digital marketing agency here in Carlsbad in sunny San Diego, California. And we do a top-down, strategy-first, full-service marketing for businesses. We have another sister company, L7 Advertising, and I've got Derek with me today from L7 Advertising. Derek, why don't you say hi?
How's it going? Thanks, Joel.
It's going great today.
Nice. This is Derek Gallego, L7 Advertising, Director of Customer Engagement. We handle all the online advertising, so we manage all the different platforms, whether it be Google, Bing, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, doesn't matter, we can do it.
Yeah, so today's podcast is going to be about local listings. What is a local listing? What is a nap? It's not something you take during the day, but it does have an interesting meaning and a story that I told the team here as we were talking about this. Is I'm from Atlanta, and I spent a lot of time in Atlanta, and you know, it gets hot there, and the grass, you know, it's got some nice grass. It's hard to keep it really nice, like that nice golf course grass. So you know, you cut it, you water it, the sun beats down on it, and you have to do everything you can to really take care of it. So you know, the grass at my house was decent, it was good. But there was a house right up the street, probably five houses from me, right on the corner. And that thing had like putting green grass. And every time I drove by, I was like, wow, that house has some great grass. I want to find the people that do this guy's grass and see if they can help me out. So I would go by all the time and I would look at it, take the dogs walking by, and you know, never saw the truck there. But then one day I drove by and there was a truck, the really nice truck, some really nice people out there, you know, kind of dressed nice. They weren't the people that just have, you know, a lawnmower rolling around in a trailer. It was like a nice box truck, and they were dressed nice. They were all out there, and they were all organized, and they had a little reel mower, and they were, you know, trimming the sides of it. They were really taking, you know, every detail, and that's why this grass was so beautiful. So I made a mental note of the logo. It's Bob's Landscaping for the sake of hiding the identity. But let's call it Bob's Landscaping. And he, you know, I drove by, I made a mental note. I got back to the office and I Googled Bob's Landscaping. And it popped up right there, local listing pack. Saw it on there because I was still in. I only worked a mile or two from the house. So I was still in the local area. And there was a phone number right there, so I just jumped in, dialed away, said, hey, I just saw your truck right down the street from my house in my neighborhood. I just wanted you to come by. You know, you guys do a really good job from what I can tell. I want you to come by and tell me what you can do for me. So a couple days later, a different company showed up at the house. I was confused, but I still just kind of showed them around. They gave me a quote. And I just kind of left that going. I called Bob's Landscaping and Bill's Landscaping showed up and these guys didn't look nice, you know, nowhere near as nice. Truck wasn't as nice. The stuff, you know, on the back wasn't as nice, really dirty. It didn't make sense to me. So I didn't pull the trigger. I just kind of waited until I saw Bob's up there again at the house up the street, and I stopped and asked him. I said, hey, Bob. He just happened to be there because he really kind of took charge and made sure everything, you know, he came to all the properties with his team. Just really wanted to make sure that everything was done right. I said, hey, it's good to meet you. You know, you guys do a really good job in this yard. I called you the other day and somebody else showed up. I could tell, you know, as soon as I said that, he knew what was going on. He said, yeah, you know what? That guy used to work for me. Somehow he claimed my listing on Google and put his cell phone number in there. And he quit. And he went off and started his own company. And I can't figure out what to do. He's getting all my calls. I've got over 100 trucks running around Atlanta with my logo and my name on it. And people are Googling me, finding him and calling him, and I'm losing out on all this business. And I said, yes, I know how to help you. That is exactly the business that I'm in, online marketing, local marketing, and I know exactly what's wrong. He's claimed your local business listings, and he's put your phone number, his phone number in there, and left your name and logo and all. And so now he's just getting all the business that you're working so hard to earn. So, and that's, you know, that's one of those things that it's so easy to not pay attention to and to kind of lose grip on and not even know that you're missing out on those leads.
Not cool. That is not cool at all. So we have this more is more concept, right? So not only do you want to make sure your information is 100% accurate, but you should also get on every relevant local listing directory that you can. Your brand will expand with your presence on local listing directories, as will your potential to be found during online searches.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You know, a lot of people might call this a nap. Let's go back to when I first kind of opened this up. And a NAP, and it stands for name, address, and phone number. So and it's all these local listing and all these directories, you want to make sure all that information is correct. So, you know, NAP is critical for businesses wishing to rank well in the local organic search results, because search engines like Google take this data into account when determining which companies to show for geo-targeted searches. So here's what you do. First step, and you can do this right now while you're listening to this. You can do this at any time. First step, just Google your business name and look at all the local results that come up. There's going to be pages of them. There's 100 of these things out there. Just kind of look through them and make sure the phone numbers, the addresses, and the business names are all accurate. It'll take a while. Like I say, there's 100, so if you're figuring 10 results per page, you're going to have some other stuff mixed in there. There could be 15 pages of these things that you have to look through. But check the first few. Definitely what's on the home page of Google. But check the second page, maybe even the third page too. See what you can find. Make a list. Write it down. Do it in an Excel file, whatever. But just look through there, make sure they're all correct. And if they're not, move on to the second step, and that's to identify any inaccurate listings. So the first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go into that listing and claim it. So, you know, how do you claim it? Well, a lot of times you'll find somewhere that says, are you the owner of this? And you're just going to have to verify that you're the owner. And some of these are going to be hard to update. Google, for example, I mean, that's your number one. So you're going to go in, you're going to claim the listing, and you may get lucky and they may offer a phone call. And if you don't have a phone system that you have to press 1 and 2 and 3 and all those things, and the phone number can come right into you, you can trigger off that phone call, and they'll call and they'll give you a code, and you can put it right into the website and you're good to go. That's going to verify it. But that is a slim chance. Most of the time, they're going to want to send you a postcard. And that's going to take, you know, anywhere from 3 days to 2 weeks. And you got to make sure that thing doesn't get thrown away, especially if someone else is answering your mail, someone else is, you know, going through the mail for you, or maybe, you know, I don't know. But you just got to look for it. And if anybody else is checking your mail or in charge of your mail, have them look for it. It can get overlooked. It might look like spam, but it'll be coming from Google, and it'll have that code on it. So when you get that code, you got to come back to the Google listing and where you claimed it and add in that code. And there it will finally let you claim it, where you can update, you know, your name, your address, your phone number, and make sure all those things are correct. And, you know, really, why do all these need to be correct? You know, Google is—it's not a real person. It's a machine, and it's all about data and patterns. You know, a lot of these directory sites—they'll pull in information from all over the place, anywhere they can find it, just to build that directory listing from you. And it can pull in different phone numbers. It could pull in old phone numbers, cell phone numbers, phone numbers from companies that think that it thinks that is a match to you. It could pull in all kind of random information. And then when Google sees that, you know, that business listing across these things is indexing them, it's matching them up, it's looking for those data patterns, it's going to see, it could see that your business address or the phone number is different. Maybe you're showing the same address, but it has three or four different phone numbers, and that could look kind of spammy. And it might even think, you know, if you remember, if you were in this business within the last couple years, people were registering their business at UPS stores because they could get a real business address. And then what happened is Google started banning those addresses because there would be, you know, 20, 30 businesses with the same exact address, all different phone numbers, same address, lots of different phone numbers, lots of business names. It just wasn't a good experience for users. They would, you know, do a try to get directions to your business, and they would end up at a UPS store. So, you know, they cracked down on that, and that's what it could end up looking like if your business listing has lots of different phone numbers or address inconsistencies. And if it did have address inconsistencies and someone was looking for directions or trying to find your business, you know, how would Google know which address to show? So, you know, it's just going to find the next listing that has all of the correct information, and it'll show that on the local listing pack instead of your business. So you want everything to align. You want all your business names. You know, some people might use LLC, some people might use INC, some people may just use the brand name with no Inc. or LLC or anything like that after it. Whatever you use, make sure it's the same for every single one of those local listings. The phone number should be exactly the same. The address should be exactly the same. If you use a suite number, plug that in the same way every time. Just make sure all these things across all the local listings are exactly the same. It's going to make you rank better on that local listing pack.
Yeah, exactly. So like Joel said, you definitely want to research and you want to find where you have these incorrect listings. And you want to make sure they get fixed on this site so that you're easy to find, because you never know where the next lead is going to come from. You know, once you do find these errors, you know, studies show that it takes about 80 hours to fix. So you ask, how, and let's just say you don't have those 80 hours to fix it, how can you do it efficiently and effectively? And so I think, Joel, you know, with us being a partner of Yext, I think there's definitely an opportunity to get into what we can do to help them fix it. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about the Yext partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a partnership with Yext. We've been a partner for a long time, one of their top partners. And, you know, they give us the tools to pass down to business owners to help fix these local listings in a short amount of time, and not only fix them, but manage them, because this is what happens. You could say, yeah, I'm going to take the 80 hours and I'm going to go through and I'm going to fix these things one by one. And, you know, I'm going to save the money and do it myself. Well, first of all, if you're spending 80 hours of your time, you're probably not saving any money because your time's worth more than that. But once you get these things fixed, let's say the new month rolls around. Now it's July 4th. And your business is closed on July 4th. Well, you need to go back and update all of those sites, or use our platform to, within minutes, have them all updated. You know, whatever the next holiday rolls around, or maybe you have a special, or maybe you have some hours changing, or have some new products that you want to highlight. All of those things can be managed through the platform, whether you're trying to do that yourself or whether you use an agency like us to do it. That's the way to manage these local listings.
Yeah, that's like Joel said, you know, give us a call. Let us run an audit of your listings, a free, no obligation audit of your listings, and we can show you exactly which major search engines are listed incorrectly for you. And so I think you'll be surprised at the results because everybody thinks all their listings are perfect. And even our own, when we ran our own audit, we have to manage our own listings as an advertising agency. So I think you'll be surprised at the audit. Give us a call. We can help you do that audit free of charge, like I'd mentioned, and it's quick, and it's and then we can go from there.
Yeah, so we have more information about Evil Bill, the story of Evil Bill, on our website, l7advertising.com, and that's the story here that I told you about, the landscape company. And interesting story, but it has a good message, and that is to make sure you're checking your local listings, your name, your address, your phone number. They're all correct and all consistent, and you're staying on top of that. And so the local listing pack and managing that was episode one. We've got some good stuff coming up about content. We're going to have a guest on shortly in the next episode or two. Talk about content, content strategy, content marketing, and we'll continue down the path. Reach out to us if there's a topic you'd like us to talk about. We'll build something around it, and we're going to keep going week by week with this and see if we can't help educate ourselves and educate clients and everybody out there. So thanks a lot. This is Joel Black again, L7 Creative.
This is Derek Gallego, L7 Advertising.
All right, we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.